Blog Talk Radio.
It's all about love in your life. So follow your light and you will feel the joy. It's all about love in your life. So follow your light, and you will feel your joy. Tune in to Love Light Joy at Blog Talk Radio with Dr. R.
Good morning, everyone. Well, of course, we had a little change in broadcasting, so I thought I would bring you a show this morning at 7, in line with the 1111 phenomenon and messages and shining brightly. So I'd like to take just a few moments to start this broadcast with a deep breath and to say, good morning. The sun is coming up where I am and the clouds are still out a little bit, so it's still a little dark. Shadows out, so there's the stars shining as well as the sun coming up. And I thought, this is a perfect time to discuss aligning with divine paths and purposes. And what does that really mean? And how do we know when we are in alignment? And so alignment just simply means to be mind, body, soul, spirit connected in one accord, going towards your highest, grandest vision in a divine way. And so how do we know when we're aligned? And so I thought I would start the broadcast with an alignment reading. So I am using the Mermaids and Dolphins deck by Doreen Virtue, and I pulled three cards which will symbolize the three segments of the show. This beginning, 7:11, which is our middle, and 7:30, which will be the ending of the broadcast. So the very first card that just came immediately out as I was getting the card deck prepared and spreading it out was very soon. And I thought, wow, such a wonderful card, such a powerful affirmation, as well as a confirmation. So that is to those of us who have been waiting, who have been standing and holding light or holding shadow, who have been working through the, let's say, the dark nights of the soul or the light of the soul or somewhere in the middle. But those of us who are waiting, holding fast to those things that we desire, to the visions we have for ourselves, know that it is here. It is, I like to say, out of nowhere, now here. So nowhere and now here, same word, moving the letter, changing perspective. So whatever you have been praying for, having faith for, maybe you even have been dealing with it, such as I have, for years, holding fast to a vision for years, in highest optimal faith that, you know, there is a purpose for this vision or this dream that is still in my heart or your heart or our hearts. Well, the cards want us to know, the angels, the ascended masters want us to know that it is here, and very soon those things, those ideals, those visions, those desires shall be realized. If they are not being realized at this exact moment as we are listening, those who will listen in to the rebroadcast, those who archive at any moment in time, because all moments in time are really happening simultaneously. The past, the present, and the future are really all one. And so the card of confirmation of very soon is a bright light, lets you know, just keep holding on, pay attention to the signs and the messages which point us into the ideas and understandings of alignment. And what are the signs? What are the messages? What are those synchronicities that come forth? Synchronicities, sometimes people feel that coincidences, but there truly are no coincidences. There are only divine timings, divine manifestations, and those are the synchronicities that come forth in blatant or sometimes subtle ways to get our attention. And so for me, the messages come forth through numbers. Perfect example of why this broadcast is, like I said, 1111, because numbers trigger my alertness, my awareness. I love numbers. So when I see repeated number patterns, that is one way in which I communicate with my higher self, the ascended masters, the angels, divine source, God, abundance, love can come through me when I am in those heightened alert states. And now, as we continue to grow forth and the energy continues to pour in portals of vibrations and energetic pathways continue to open and our bodies become more and more lighter, I see number sequences all over the place, license plates, clocks, in the grocery store with the next checkout line, just any place where I can remember to shine my light. And so that really is the purpose of this broadcast. I've noticed that just within the past couple weeks, let alone the past couple months, some of the energies have been very heavy on the planet. People who have been holding fast to light and faith and prayer, like myself, sometimes feel that we are alone, but we are not alone. We are all together. We are all one in this. And even those forces that may appear to be dark and negative all work together for the good, you know, count it all joy per se. And why are those words, keywords that I choose to use, love, joy, light, peace? Well, simple. They are high energetic vibration words. They are words that elicit, at least for me, positive emotion. And when my emotion is positive, my energy is in motion in a positive directed way. So I am able to shine a greater light. I am able to shine lighter. I am able to feel lighter. But in all honesty, for these past couple weeks, I have felt the heaviness. People just, you know, crossing over to the other side. People dealing with extreme remembrances of, you know, mistreatment or abuse, or people seeking help and not getting it, getting anything but assistance, getting everything but support from people that are put in places of authority to offer support, to offer assistance. So I know that we are really all in this together. And as Esther Hicks says, one that is connected to the stream is more powerful than millions who are not. And so to each of us on this broadcast, to each of us who will listen back to the replay, to each of us who shares it to someone else, we are all connected, and that means our light is even stronger, is even more prevalent, is even more radiant, almost like the sun. And as I continue on this broadcast, I'm noticing that the sun is coming up much and much more brighter as we speak. There's a caller on hold, so I'm going to try something new in the spirit of flexibility and the flexible broadcast talk show person that I am, talk show woman. I'm going to see if this caller would like to come in and join us, share something with us. And so bear with me as I try something new. Here we go. Caller, you're calling from 202. I won't say your phone number in the interest of privacy. So I'm going to try to put you on live with us. Thank you for joining Love, Light, and Joy, and welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
And what's your name, if you'd like to share with us?
Naboli.
Beautiful name. And where are you joining us from?
Washington, D.C.
Wonderful. This is something new for me. I haven't taken a caller on live, so if you'd like to share something with us, we would love to hear it. If not, then I can go back to the broadcast. You know, I know I kind of put you on the spot with taking the caller, but I at least wanted to give you the opportunity just to say good morning, and I thank you for calling in and starting this morning with us and sharing your love, your light, and your joy. And if you'd like to share anything with us, we would love to hear it. And if not, just simply say, I will put you back into the broadcast.
Yeah, I just want to say good morning to everybody. And just I came on just to share and to listen and to participate. So good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. I'm always thrilled when I see a caller online. I get so excited. It's almost like a little kid, like, yay, hi, good morning. So thank you for sharing in this morning with me. And as we go into the, it's 7:10 my time. So in one more minute, it will be 7:11. So I would like to share this energy and this time with you to read the meaning of the angel number 7:11. And as we go into the hour of 7:11, once we go past 7:11, I'll put you back into the queue. But it says, for the angel number of 7:11, when it appears repeatedly, pay attention to our thoughts and ideas and our ideas as they are revealing the answers to our prayers and are giving us the intuitive guidance that we need to take in regards to our divine path. So 7:11, you know, when we see that time, it just wants to let us know that we're doing a great job and we are on the right path and we are encouraged to continue to go on. And so I thank you. And as it is 7:11 now, I want to say in the energy of gratitude, thank you for joining our show. Thank you for sharing in this energy for everyone. I will put you back into the queue now and continue on. I appreciate you. May your day be filled with joy, love, and light.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so everyone, as we continue to go into 7:11, I'm so excited when I see callers online, so please feel free to call in at 7:11. We will go into our middle card, which I pulled, which is love. And love means, the card of love out of the mermaid deck means that love really is the answer. And it's such a divine card. When I seen it pop out, I thought, my goodness, how synchronistic, how in tune is this call for this broadcast for me to just have come up with it at maybe like the last couple hours. You know, I wake in the wee hours of the morning, probably around 3 or 4 a.m., and I use that time to just kind of meditate and get quiet and get filled up with more love, more light, more joy, release the things that are holding me down. And I heard the intuitive message, just bring a broadcast, just, you know, spur of the moment. You never know who may need to hear the message, who wakes up at the early hours of the morning, who has been up, if people are listening internationally, you know, whatever time it is. We are all together. We are shining our light. We are beaming our love. And I always say that I'm a lovey. I'm a lovey bear. I hug and kiss with my kids. You know, and they're not even little anymore. They're teenagers and young adults. And they let me because they know that I'm just I just enjoy love. I enjoy the energy of love. I enjoy the vibration of love. And I love that I can bring it with you, bring it to you, share it with you. So for our second card at the 7:11 time hour to be love, it truly reminds me that it's okay to share love, you know, just as much as we embrace other energies that are being shared on this planet and we are working to transmute them, transform them. Some of us are still enjoying them, whether we are crossing into parallel realities or we're in 3D reality. Wherever we are, wherever our spirits are leading us to be, know that those of us who do enjoy love, who do enjoy light, who do enjoy joy, we are here, we are shining, and the more of us that connect, we tend to feel a lot less alone. I know when I get reaffirmations that these kinds of messages are helpful and supportive and igniting and inspiring, they allow me to feel more at ease on the planet, especially in light on. You know, I like to say life is like the grandest buffet, the kitchen. It's not only the buffet, it's the kitchen, it's the chef, it's the everything. And we get to truly order, create, desire, design what we want, what we intend. And so in the alignment process and the releasing of the denser energies, there's a letting go, per se, of the judgment. However, it doesn't mean that certain things on the buffet are good for us. And so once we've identified the things that bring us to the grandest version of the greatest vision of the highest self, then it's okay to fill ourselves up with that. It's okay to be standing amidst the buffet and shine our light in our way, in our unique messages, in our unique divine, just as every other person, every other soul, every other being is allowed to partake from the side of the buffet that they choose. I heard a great radio broadcast by Ari Esther and Jerry Hicks that they said, you know, it's almost like you're in your own kitchen and it's a buffet, though. Other things are in there. There's hot sauce in the cabinet and you're making a pie. And it's like sometimes we're saying, but the hot sauce is going to get in our pie. And we keep saying that. And the only way, though, the hot sauce can get in our pie, which is the hot sauce represents something we may not want in a sweet pie, even though it is in our kitchen and we may use it at another time, the only way it can get into our pie at that moment is to consciously give thought to the thing that we don't want and put it in there. And so these shows and these broadcasts that I bring are reminders to myself, as well as all of the souls that listen in, that share the energy with me, that listen in through the playbacks, as reminders that nothing can get in our pie unless we give attention to it. And giving attention to things that are not wanted sometimes, because now especially the energy is high and the vibrations are high. And welcome, new caller. Thank you for joining us. The energies are high. The portals have shifted. The veil is thin. We are instant manifestors. We are instant creators. Our energies are very powerful. That is why we are seeing the manifestations and the things that are occurring throughout our world everywhere. The good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful. Whatever our attention is on is what we reflect back into our life. And so these broadcasts, like I said, are really reminders to whatever you give your attention to is what we are blessed to have. That is the free will choice. That is divine beingness of us, the sovereign being that we are, the goddesses and God essence that exists within us are the things that we want to edify and reaffirm in whatever way that brings us joy or not. Some people choose not joy, you know, and that's fine. Learning to look at a buffet of life where we are the kitchen, the creator, everything is for our own personal design, we are able to see that we truly do live in an abundant universe. And I had the aha moment this morning that some of us, I had a friend who asked me, let me preface this, with fasting. And so it was looked at fasting from a religious perspective. However, when I got into the idea of fasting and what that really meant, and it was funny because I agreed to fast with her so that I could shift some energy and get into a higher place of myself, I told her, I said, it's funny, I usually wake up in the morning, I may not eat until, I don't know, noon or not really feel hungry, but on the day that I knew I was going to fast that morning, I promise you I woke up at 5 a.m. and I was starved. And I had hunger pains where I felt like I was starving, and I had to laugh like, that has something to do with the idea, the phenomenon, the premise behind fasting. The idea that something we can't have, and I had a lot of food available. You know, I was cooking for my children, so I had to just really laugh and think about that. And so tying it into a higher life vision of why maybe people or we go through certain things is I realized I have been on myself personally a financial fast for these many past years. And when it hit me, I had to really just laugh, because I didn't know I was fasting, but it was a fast. It was a cleansing for whatever reason to get me to the highest version of the grandest vision that I had for myself. And let me tell you something, because I'm pretty much transparent and honest, and I'm laughing as I tell you this. When I realized I had been on a money fast for years, the fast ended. I said, the fast is over. No more fasting there. And in the release of the fast or the idea of lack, not enough, I felt a shift inside and an okayness, and that it was truly done. You know, so some of us are on a financial fast. Some of us are on a health fast. Some of us have been on a relationship fast with various members of our family or society or entities within societies or ideologies, or I'll even go one further and say a fast of spiritual nature. Some of us have been on a spiritual fast. Well, I'm here to say that for those of us who are done with the fast, good riddance. It has served its purpose. And for those of us who are still in the fast, know that the fast will end, and it will end when you decide. And you are the architects. We are the architects. We are the creators of our life. And we stand in light, and we stand in love, and we stand in joy for all of the beings on the planet. For all of my animal friends, for all of my nature spirits, for all of the human beings, the spiritual beings having a human experience. I like to remember that because sometimes we can get caught up in our humanness, and that is the fun of being on the planet. You know, it's like going to the amusement park and not riding any of the rides. Well, we come down here to ride the rides, to enjoy them. So whatever we're doing at whatever moment in time you are in right now, I just extend the energy of joy, and that you may find joy, especially now during the holiday seasons, where a lot of people, they either really, really remember the joy, or some people really, really forget. You know, the amnesia really takes hold, and their hearts are hurting, and they long for connection, and they long to know that someone cares. Well, know that we are out there. You may see us in the grocery store, and we may be that one that takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes to talk about just something that seems very random. Or you may see us with license plates that have repeated number patterns. And when you say we like that license plate, we know because we are all connected. Or you may see us in any plethora of places. I use those too because obviously those relate to my life, you know. But anywhere, when you see that person who offers you a smile or that person who you offer help, know that in that instance you are the giver, you are the receiver. And that is the beauty of our interaction on this planet. We come down here for connection. I saw a video this morning where a lady spoke very powerfully about being a female and knowing the connection of feelings, being a mom, knowing the connections of feelings, the nurturing. So we are not alone. We are all together in this. And even if we are choosing to operate in separateness, we couldn't be separate if we wanted to, because we still are all interconnected by a divine, wonderful, blessed, abundant source creator that I like to call love. You know, love. Love loves us. Ha ha. Love loves us. So at the Love Light Joy Show, it's 7:23 my time. So I'd like to bring this broadcast to a close with the last card that I pulled for this morning. And that card is simplicity. And what is simplicity? And what does it mean? And how does it tie together with the two other cards? Well, simplicity means put your energy into the basics and let go of the excess. And what is the excess? Well, those are the things that we're carrying that might be a load as we ease on down the road. So let's continue to ease in simplicity. For some of us, life has gotten too complex lately. So it's time to kind of pull back, come in, come within, let the inside continue to build up so that there is more to give, there is more to share, there is more to of the cup running over of the good stuff. And so it says that we've drawn this card because there's a need to clean out just some part of our life, whether it may be a physical room, a closet, it could be a relationship, it could be the end of a financial fast like I just cleaned out, it could be end of a health fast, which healings and miracles take place every moment. So I speak in the name of wellness and wholeness, and to any of you who may be on the broadcast or listening back in, that your bodies are beautifully, divinely whole and well, and nothing can abide within them that does not have a purpose. And once you realize that purpose, then total restoration, wellness, and revitalization comes over the total physical self. And so stop trying so hard. Let's put our energy back into shining our light. And the funny thing about a light is It doesn't have to try so hard. It just shines. It just exists. It just ignites. And so I thank you for joining me. I thank you that this has been one of the best broadcasts I think I have done. I want to say thank you in these last 5 minutes to Rosemary Roberts, who is the wonderful voice behind our new introduction song. She created that song as a gift for me. So those of you who may have listened into the last broadcast where I got a little teared up, it was because I was looking forward to sharing that gift, the gift of this personally created song that when I listen to it moves my body like a sounding, I told her like a mix, like a bowl, like a sounding bowl or a tuning fork. Her voice is just so beautiful. And she spoke about sacred sound and that we all have our own sacred sounds. And so here is to spending this day, December 5th, 2015, as we have 20 more days to the holiday, you know, everybody's looking forward to, and maybe not, and that's okay too. Here is to saying thank you for the gifts, the big gifts, the generous gifts, the gifts that come out of nowhere, now here, the unexpected gifts. Here is to breaking our fast, those of us light workers who have been on, and those of us who have been not even knowing we were on a fast, just thinking we were dealing with lack, you know, or trying to redirect energies. Here is to an abundance of those things that we desire flooding our life in love, in light, in joy. Here is to renewed relationships, both familial and friends. Here is to welcoming back old friends and welcoming in new friends. Here is to new relationships. Here is to the new beings coming into our planet. I want to say thank you from my heart to yours. I wish you all a lovely, light, love, joy-filled day. And as we bring this to a close, I will play our song once again and send you lots and lots of love. Have a wonderful day. See you soon. Well, talk to you soon. Goodbye.
It's all about love in your life. So follow your light and you will feel the joy. It's all about love in your life. So follow your light and you will feel your joy. Tune in to Love, Light, Joy at Blog Talk Radio with Dr. R.